You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Hello, everybody. Boots and saddle on the air. Just relax and listen in your easy rocking chair. Music for the family in that good old-fashioned way. We hope that we can please you, bring you sunshine.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, a truly unique live music venue featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne Street or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another installment of the Boots and Saddle Show, your humble home of honky-tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I am your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns, and I'm coming right at you from Boots and Saddle headquarters, here in the basement, on the fringes of downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. On the program today, we've got a tribute to Raoul Mallow. We'll spin some cuts from his great career with the Mavericks, as well as some selections from some of his solo records. I'll be here with you folks for the next hour. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy the show.
We'll be right back.
Underneath some of that 1990s Nashville record production sits a very, very beautiful country music song, and that was the Mavericks with The Writing on the Wall from their 1995 record, Music for All Occasions. And there was a few songs on there that were pretty significant hits for the group, and The Writing on the Wall was not. It was not a single, but probably my favorite one on the record. How are you doing this week, friends? Thank you for tuning in. It's me, your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns. And we're here today. We're going to cut right to the chase. We're here today to pay tribute to Raul Mallow. Raul Francisco Martinez Mallow Jr. was born on August 7th, 1965, in Miami, Florida, to Cuban immigrant parents. He was the lead vocalist, principal songwriter of the Mavericks, founded in Miami in 1989. The group's unique sound would see them blend country music, Tejano, Latin, Americana, and the pop music of the 1950s. An on and off again outfit for over 35 years, the Mavericks would win one Grammy Award, two Country Music Association Awards, and three Academy of Country Music Awards. In June of 2024, Mallow announced that he had been diagnosed with cancer. The group continued to tour when Raul was able, and he eventually succumbed to the disease just days after a two-night stand tribute show was held at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, the place he called home since 1993. Raul Mallow passed away last week, December 8th, 2025. He was 60 years old. Outpouring of love, affection, and memories have been shared all over by friends, family, and fans alike. Today on episode 83 of the Boots and Saddle Show, we'll pay tribute to Raul Mallow. I've got 11 songs from 10 different records, a cross-section of sounds and styles from both Mavericks and Raul Mallow's solo albums. With just a one-hour radio program, we are bound to miss some of your favorites. We're going to miss some of my favorites, too. But I've carefully selected these songs to help tell the story of a fantastic career of one of my all-time favorite singers and performers. I'm aiming to shine a light on the various aspects and sounds that encompass his catalog. Some hits, some deep cuts, and some favorite covers. Beautiful songs, all of them. And sung by one of the most beautiful singers to ever do it. Now here's one I trust we'll all remember. From their 1998 record, Trampoline, it's Raul Mallow and the Mavericks with Dance the Night Away, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show. Like the sunny morning light.
the cool October air. Days grow short, and I can't remember where I saw you last. Turn against the summer light, wanting off on that.
And Saddle Show is brought to you in part by the Emerald Club Tattoo Company. Located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, it's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop.
Thank you. since you and I were through. But here I am, back in your arms again. Oh, here I am, back in your arms again. Yeah, here I am, back in your arms again. Oh, here I am, back in your arms again.
Man, he sure could sing a song, eh? That's a nice one there. What a groove. Feels so good. The Mavericks with Back in Your Arms Again from their 2013 record, In Time. In Time is a cool record. You know, it had been 10 years since the band had released an album, and they had just reunited for the second time in, I think, 2011, and came back strong, and they had been going ever since then until just last week. Great song. Great groove. Reminds me of seeing them live. You know, one of the better live shows I've ever seen in my life. Before that, I've always loved this song, Things I Cannot Change, from the Mavericks' 1999 record, Super Colossal Smash Hits of the 90s, The Best of the Mavericks. The album was originally released on November 9th, 1999 on Mercury Nashville Records. It was re-released on January 25th, 2000 with three bonus tracks. Here Comes My Baby and Things I Cannot Change, the one we heard today, were both released as singles. In the UK, the album was simply titled The Best of the Mavericks, though it retained the same cover art as the US version. That would reach number 40 on the UK album chart and would go on to be certified gold over there for sales exceeding 100,000. Things I Cannot Change, you know, it's one of those songs, you know, when they would throw together these greatest hits records and they would, you know, add a couple of new songs. And some of them would go on to be huge hits. You know, we saw that with Tom Petty in the 90s. And I'm not sure Things I Cannot Change was a big hit or not, but I sure do love that song. Kicking off that three-pack was Dance the Night Away from the Mavericks' 1998 record, Trampoline. Friends, you're tuned into the Boots and Saddle Show. It's me, your host, Sean Burns. Here on episode number 83, we're paying tribute to Raoul Mallow, who passed away last week, December 8th, at the age of 60. Damn shame. That's so young. The Mavericks were one of those bands in the 90s, like Prairie Oyster here in Canada, that got spun on country radio, commercial country radio, and on CMT you'd see their videos. Somehow they managed to do it while still playing something relatively close to country music, or in the Mavericks' case, a great, great mix of American roots music. I guess you've got powerful frontmen with beautiful voices and a great band. It's hard to ignore that. But it's amazing. It's amazing that they existed on country radio in the 90s, writing great songs. But ultimately, the Mavericks did things differently. They would go on to incorporate the Latin influence. Having the horns on those songs was such a cool move, something that none of the other artists at that time were utilizing. At least not in that great way. As the band would progress, releasing an album in Spanish, the accordion, the horns, the Latin percussion. They really did things their own way, and they were really a unique group. Now this one was a big hit for them in the mid-90s. It was all over country radio. And as you know, I'm not a big fan of the 90s country. But there's something more to a song like this than the other ones you would have heard on the radio in those days. At least I think so. And I've always loved this song. Could be my favorite of the groups ever, believe it or not. The title track to their 1994 record, here's the Mavericks with What a Crying Shame, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
Mm-hmm.
Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Gilmore Guitars. Located at 7895 49th Avenue in Red Deer, Alberta, from custom designs to the finest materials, at Gilmore Guitars, each instrument is handcrafted with passion and precision. Find them on Instagram at Gilmore_guitars or at home base, gilmoreguitars.net. That's G-I-L-M-O-R-E guitars. Get a Gilmore. Experience the difference. I told you they didn't just have that song, they had a full record in Spanish. Released in 2020, the Mavericks album En Español. Great record. And that song is called Poder Vivir, I think is the correct pronunciation. You'll forgive me if I'm wrong, but I gave it a stab. I do believe translated into English, it would mean to be able to live. It's a nice song. Again, great groove, and reminds me of seeing them live, you know? They dug into that side of their catalog for sure. Before that, we heard one from a Raul Malo solo record released in 2008. We heard Lonely Hearts from his record, Lucky One. Again, you know, underneath that sort of rockin' production, nice country music song, I'll say. Kicking it all off, it was a hit. It was a hit for the Mavericks and the title track to their 1994 record, What a Crying Shame. I do love that one, I gotta say. I love it. Friends, you're tuned into the Boots and Saddle Show. It's me, your host, your new best friend, Sean Burns. Today, on episode number 83, we're paying tribute to Raul Malo, one of my all-time favorite singers and I've been a fan of the Mavericks since I was in my early teens. We're going to go to another one of Rowell's solo records called After Hours, released in 2007. Now, friends, let me tell you, this is one of my all-time favorite records, maybe top 10 albums of all time. It is a stunning, stunning, beautiful, beautiful record comprised of all cover songs. Songs by folks like Kris Kristofferson, Dwight Yoakam, Hank Williams, Roger Miller, Fred Rose, and this one here from Buck Owens, a beautiful take on Crying Time. It's Rowell Mallow right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way
have certainly evolved since those days. But we started out, I still love country music, and one of the first gigs we did as the Mavericks, we opened for Marilyn Manson.
Yes, but of course.
That's how that started, you know? And I remember looking out in the audience, and there was 1,000 kids up there. They all looked like Manson. They all had white faces, black hair, jet black hair. And at the time, they would take lunch boxes to the shows. Lunch boxes, I don't know. And I figured they're going to have stuff in those lunch boxes. And if we...
You're going to get hit by
if
it.
If we stink it up, they're going to like... So we just thought, normally we come out, we rock out, we do a raucous set. We came out and did the most country set, the twangiest set you could possibly do. And those kids were in such shock that they loved it.
They hadn't yet.
They were like, yeah. They loved it. We shocked them into submission.
Brought to you in part by Nectar Fine Tattooing, located at 329 5th Street South. For over 13 years, Nectar has been your prime destination for high-quality tattoos in downtown Lethbridge, Alberta. Give them a call at 403-942-0842 or find them on Instagram at Nectar Fine Tattooing.
If it brings you happiness, then I wish you all the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. And if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrops ever start, will I be there before the next teardrop falls? Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno. To drown my vibe away. teardrop that you cried. And if he ever makes you blue, just remember I love you. Hey, now be there before the next teardrop falls. Mijo.
There, some beautiful versions of some of my favorite songs. You might know that one from a ton of different artists, probably most notably the Mexican Elvis, Freddie Fender. But that was Raul Malo and the Mavericks with Before the Next Teardrop Falls from their 2019 record, Play the Hits. Before that, we went way back to 1992. For the Mavericks' From Hell to Paradise record, for a tune penned by Buck Owens and Harlan Howard that we should all be quite familiar with here on the Boots and Saddle Show. Excuse me, I think I've got a heartache. Kicking it all off from a beautiful, beautiful solo record called After Hours that came out in 2007, was Raul Malo with Buck Owens' Crying Time. I'm not sure I have the words to adequately articulate just how wonderful, beautiful I think that version of that song is. Friends, we've got time for one more here for you this week, and we're going to circle back to that 2007 record, After Hours, comprised of cover songs from some of our favorite songwriters, including this one here. We're going to hear Raul sing For the Good Times, written by Kris Kristofferson, and of course, covered by Ray Price, an absolutely stunning vocal take of the slick Nashville sound Ray Price era. But I would argue that this one from Raul is as good as there is out there. I've got a good story about For the Good Times and the first time I ever heard it. I'm not sure if I've written about it in the monthly newsletter or not, but I will be sure to include it when I wrap December up. Boots and Saddle is brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com. Archived episodes of the Boots and Saddle Show are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Those get updated every Tuesday around 3 p.m. Central. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at Boots and Saddle Show. Our aforementioned monthly newsletter, Saddle Up, is available at bootsandsaddle.substack.com. You can email me with your questions, concerns, comments, complaints, music submissions, bootsandsaddleshow@gmail.com. Episode 83 paid tribute to the great Raoul Mallow. I hope that you heard some of your favorite songs from his catalog and maybe discovered some new favorites. Say rest in peace to the great Raoul Mallow. Thank you for tuning in this week, friends. Hope that you enjoyed the show. Have a great week. We'll chat later.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on. And this old world will keep on turning. Just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. So lay for the good time.
friends, that looks like that's about all the time we've got. We sure enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you before long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.
CKUW 95.9, Winnipeg.
Support for CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit, bringing you live music, community, and connection since 1987.
Roll around in the shadows like a cat in the light, I'm scared of everyone.
Hey, I'm Laura Western, host of The Reminder. Tune in every second Tuesday at noon, where I broadcast to you live from the University of Winnipeg campus. Listen in for a variety of music ranging from alternative, indie, some folk, old country, classic rock, maybe some singer-songwriter, and everything in between. Hope you like good music.
Do you enjoy supporting young local artists? Is it your jam to watch free music and videos in your community? Please come on down to the Park Theater on December 17th at 6 p.m. to see Just TV's annual showcase. Come and check out what this year's youth have been working on. Enjoy music videos, solo artists, and live bands. Take a break from holiday shopping. Come on down to the Park Theater at 698 Osborne on December 17th to see our showcase. Doors open at 6 and the show starts at 6:30. Come support the youth on this very special day. It's free admission. What do you got to lose? See you there.